My name's Michelle Owu and I'm carrying out this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another Project. The date today is the 12th of September 2009. The time is 12:12 p.m. Could you tell me your name, your age and where you come from, please?
I'm James Hodgson, I'm 19 and I'm from Robin Hood's Bay near Whitby in North Yorkshire.
Hello.
Hiya.
How are you feeling?
Good, yeah, I'm not too nervous at the moment.
How did you get down from Yorkshire?
I came on a train this morning. We set off at 5 o'clock in the morning, so that was quite quite a long journey, but
who
all
have you
worth
brought
it.
Down with you?
I've come down with my mum and my sister, and then there's some friends from home as well, and some of my friends from London are coming as well. So.
Did you get any sleep last night?
I did actually, yeah. I was surprisingly unworried. I thought, you know, what will be, kind of thing.
Can you remember how you first heard about the project?
I was trying to think about this when I was filling out the forms, and I really can't think how I've heard of it. I must have seen something on the internet, I think. And I'm interested in Anthony Gormley's work, so I just saw it and thought I'd click on it. And I didn't think I'd get a place, but...
What is it you like about Anthony Gormley's work, do you think?
I don't know, I love how... I've always thought the study of, like, the human being and human bodies is really fascinating. And a lot of his work, well, nearly all of his work, is to do with that kind of thing. And to be part of it was, like, an opportunity that I couldn't really miss. So.
When did you find out you had a place on the
plane? I found out on... about the 2nd of August, it must have been. And I was just looking for my emails, and I thought it'd be one that said, oh, because I applied right at the beginning, so I hadn't got into June to July's or August's set of things, so I thought it was just going to be another one that said I hadn't got into September, but I was wrong, and I got in.
What is it about this project that particularly appealed to you, do you think?
Well, it's... obviously it's got a performative element to it, and I'm a performer by trade. I'm studying at the moment at drama college, at Rose Bruford Drama College, so that obviously interested me. I just thought it's a unique opportunity to be part of something that will probably never be done again. So.
Have you had lots of different ideas about what you want to do?
I've had hundreds and hundreds of ideas over the last few months, and it's ridiculous. It takes until the last week for you to realise that actually you've got to decide on one idea and get it down. But so yeah, I've had lots of ideas. A lot of them early on kind of revolved around the idea of trying to conceal myself so that I wouldn't be seen on the plinth. That kind of idea. But then I thought, is that just going against the artwork? And I decided that maybe I should do something else.
Why did you think it might be going against that?
Well, I don't know, just the fact that you can't see a person, and it's all about, it's kind of about a human identity, and a British identity. And if I'm just going to cover myself up... I mean, I still thought about doing it, but then I thought the amount of impracticalities about it kind of led me to think that perhaps there's another way of doing just that. But
have you decided how you're going to spend your time with them?
I'm going to be doing basically what I like to do, which is I like to sing. I do a lot of singing. So I'm going to be singing a few songs, and then I'm going to be myself, basically, because I think that's what it's about more than anything. And especially in this last week when I've just kind of finalised my idea, I've kind of realised that there's been a lot of talk throughout the project of it being... a lot of people are expected to do things on the plinth, and like there was even hecklers at one point for people that were just standing there and doing nothing, and I found that quite funny because actually no one said that you have to go on there and perform or do anything, and so I thought just being yourself is probably, I don't know, maybe I tried to read too much into it, but I think that's what you're supposed to do with that, and I thought this is how I'm going to be myself by doing things that I like.
Do you think it's quite a simple idea on this project, or do you think it's quite complex?
Well, it's simple in its essence, because all it is people standing there to be watched. But it's and it's an idea that's been around for quite a while. There's things like Big Brother, things like that. It's all about kind of being watched. But as much as it's simple in that, it's probably the most diverse it, you could get, because anything could happen. It's so open to interpretation that anything could happen during that time.
You mentioned that you particularly like singing.
Yeah.
Is that a large part of the course?
It's not actually, because I've taken... I used to sing a hell of a lot when I was in my sixth form and GCSEs around that time. But then when I chose this course, it's a very different course. It's European Theatre Arts, which is, it's different to the straightforward acting course, which is just kind of classical training, in that we do a lot more experimental stuff and it's a lot more contemporary.
What kind of
experimental
work do you
do? We study all sorts of European practitioners, and basically it's about moving forward in theatre as opposed to reprocessing what's already there. And a lot of it's about devising new projects and things like that. So I spent, because I'm just going into my second year in a couple of weeks, but the first year we've basically done tons of devising projects, and it's really opened my eyes to art as well as to drama and theatre as well, because there's so many connections with it between the two. Well, basically, it's the same thing in a different form. So, and yeah, this project's kind of combining the two. So,
do you think that's quite unusual for a performance course or an acting course to bring those two things together?
It is. Well, yeah, it is unusual. But then again, it's. It's pioneering in a way, because it's the first course that really does that. Because a lot of acting courses that you'll go to will look at things and you'll be taught the same as every other person, and a lot of it doesn't allow freedom of expression, and it doesn't allow yourself to be yourself, really. But we do a lot. I mean, a lot of what we do is about being yourself, and that's partly why I've chosen to do this on the plinth, because being yourself on stage is the hardest thing to play. It's the hardest. You cannot play yourself, because you always put on a persona, whatever you do, when you're being watched. So, it's,
how will you approach it?
Well, obviously, we've done a lot of work on it, but I'm still fairly new to it. I've only been studying for a year on this kind of thing, so I'll just try and be myself. Obviously, I can probably never hope to achieve that just yet. But it's all good training and it's all good experience, so yeah.
What are you hoping to do when you finish the course?
When I finish the course, I will probably go on to do a master's degree, but if I don't, originally when I finished I wanted to go into kind of mainstream theatre, but actually now I'm looking a lot more at kind of fringe theatre around London. Because I find it's a lot more interesting. I find the way that it's very challenging compared to the mainstream theatre. Goes along with the flow and it's very kind of, yeah, la-di-da. You can enjoy it and that's fine, but it doesn't really challenge anything, whereas more of the fringe venues challenge everything really about society and about life.
Have you seen any work recently that's had a big impact on you particularly?
I've seen a couple of performances by Forced Entertainment recently, which really changed my view on theatre. I went to see their show called Spectacular, which was just, it consists basically of a man dressed in a skeleton suit walking about the stage explaining what would have happened if the show had gone ahead this evening. And I found that really, that was really fascinating, because it was really challenging to theatre itself, because people had gone and paid for this show. If they don't know who the company are, they've gone to this show and paid, what, £15 for a ticket, and then they've not seen a show. And when people started walking out of the theatre halfway through, that kind of, it, it defined what they wanted to do, really. They kind of went along because they were saying, hi, you've paid for a ticket, coming to see a show called Spectacular, and it hasn't been anything like Spectacular, and that I found that's brilliant that people can do that.
Did you know what happened in the show before you
went? I knew the company beforehand, so I knew that it was going to be something that challenged the conventions of theatre, but I didn't know exactly what the... And I went with a lot of people from my course, and a lot of them kind of were like, oh, that was a load of rubbish, absolute rubbish. And I was like, well, actually, that's maybe what it was trying to do, is to say, well, why can't it be rubbish? And it was challenging the idea that rubbish is a bad thing, because it's not necessarily. It's like boredom. Why is boredom such a... It's always called like a bad thing, but why is it bad? Why can't it be?
What kind of songs are you going to be singing?
I'm going to be singing some songs that people have asked me to sing. And a lot of... when I actually looked at my playlist, I was like, actually, this is quite a depressing depressing set of songs. And I don't know whether I've just chosen them because I like the song. I like the songs, but I think that's... It must have some kind of... It must say something about me that I've chosen a lot of these kind of... quite sad songs, a lot of them. So,
can you give me an example?
Like Nothing Compares to You by Sinead O'Connor, and All By Myself. I chose that, well, that was quite a... I just chose that because I'm on the plane by myself, but then I realised actually I've chosen it, and it's again, it's kind of this idea of being, and a lot of them are about being alone and kind of, yeah. And I didn't realise until I'd chosen all my songs that actually they're all quite slow and sad. And
so are you going to be singing accompanied by anything?
Yeah, just by just CD player tracks. So.
Can you remember when you first became interested in performance? When you knew you wanted to go
to... Yeah, I suppose a lot of people say that they've always wanted to perform, but I don't think that's the case with me. I think I probably really got interested in performance when I was about 14, maybe 13, 14. So it was quite late on, really, compared to a lot of people, that I started to get really interested in theatre. And I just loved I loved the reaction that you get and the interaction that you get with an audience and things like that. And I thought, yeah, I can't really explain why I like it in a way. It's quite... It just makes you feel good when you're performing.
So what would you do for the MA if you go on and study?
I'd go back to more of a conventional course. It'd be a more of a... Because they don't really do any master's courses in the same kind of ilk as the course that I'm doing. But the fact that I've done that will obviously... You're allowed to... you're allowed a lot more freedom in an MA course as it is. So I'd love to do an MA course having done this course previously, because it'd be so much different to doing a course going straight from an actor course. And I think, so it would be basically an acting MA, but because of the different... I've come from a different background to basically everyone else that would be there, I think it'd be really quite interesting to see. To do that course and see what happens.
Did you move down from Yorkshire to study?
Yeah, I did. Moved down last summer. I moved down.
Have you spent much time around London?
No,
then?
No. I was a new boy in town. I hadn't been to London since... I'd been maybe three or four times in my life before that. And then all of a sudden, so it's a big change to come down and study here, but it's the place you've got to be, unfortunately. It's here. You've got to... Well, not necessarily unfortunately, but I couldn't stay up there and come and do acting or things like that, which is the way the world is, I suppose.
Would you like to stay there?
I don't know. I quite like the change now I'm here. I mean, I love it here. I could, but I miss people. obviously, because that's all I've known for 18 years of my life, and then I'm suddenly thrown into a big city. And it's a bit daunting, but I've kind of settled in now, and it's quite. But it's nice to have the best of both worlds. It's nice to have this hustle bustle of the city, and there's so much to do, everything's there for you, and then go out to the countryside and there's nothing there and it's really peaceful. So it's nice, it's good in a way. I see a lot more than a lot of the people that have gone on my course and just basically living at home, studying there because that's where they live and they've only known this. I quite like the fact that I've got somewhere to go back to.
Find it difficult at all to get back into it when you go back, or is it quite easy and quite natural?
I think because it's so relaxed up there that it's just, you just go back and you're basically, it's straight back into it. But I do definitely feel after a while of being back, yeah, I want to go back to London, I want to go back and study and be there, kind of thing. So I think, but yeah, I like swapping and changing, going back and forwards. It's quite easy to settle back into it.
Did you choose three words to go on your profile?
I did, yeah. I chose outgoing, which all performers kind of have to be. Anyway, well, they don't have to be, but it often helps. Fluorescent, because I feel I'm more, well, maybe not more, but I feel that I give off quite a nice glow. I feel that I'm glowing anyway. I feel like I'm full of energy in a way. And different, as everyone is, of course, different. But I thought them words kind of summed up me at the moment with my course and everything and with where I'm going on my own like kind of journey with my own learning. That's where I feel I am.
Were you at all interested in the fringe side of performance?
Hardly at all, really, because it's still such an evolving part of theatre that it's not very well known at the moment, and it's much more well known here, but where I'm from you kind of never hear of that kind of thing. I mean, you hear about the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, but that's kind of a bit different to the fringe theatre around London, and so I didn't really know much about it, which is why I perhaps wasn't interested in it. But since studying, yeah, it appeals to me so much more.
Do you have any reservations about doing this?
No, not really, because it was, as soon as I saw it, I thought, I can't just give up this opportunity to be in Trafalgar Square, and it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. It's 2,400 people that will get to do it. So.
And what did your family and friends say when you told them?
They were all very excited. Some of them were a bit shocked. They thought, God, that's quite a big thing to do. So a lot of them were like, well, I couldn't do it. And I said, well, why not? Well, you don't have to do anything. I think there's a lot of expectation about being stood up there on your own. There seems to be a lot of hype. People are very self-conscious, I think. But I'm not. I am self-conscious, but I'm not. Not in that way. I don't mind people looking. People can think what they like. No, not really.
Not particularly. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
No, it's okay. Thank you. I'm fine.
I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.